Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk walleye fishing, walleye presentations, and a lot more with pro angler and fishing guide from over in northern Minnesota, Bro Brosdahl. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Get ready to ride. Hayward Power Sports has 2023 Polaris off-road vehicles in stock and ready for action. Plus, during the Polaris Spring Do More sales event, there are even generous incentives offered for the first time in years. Adrenaline junkies, feel the unbridled freedom of the pure speed and power with a Polaris RZR 1000 XP Ultimate offering a rebate of $3,000. Or do you need a side-by-side as a true workhorse? Then the Polaris RZR 1000 Premium is it and comes with a $1,500 rebate. Hayward Power Sports even has the machine that started it all, the Polaris Sportsman ATV with a $500 rebate on select models. And don't forget, we can help customize your machine to match how you use it. The options are endless, from a winch, plow, cab, heater or AC, to racks, gun scabbards, track kits, and more. These are all brand new 2023 models, and stock is limited. Don't miss out. Come see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
For complete program details, see Hayward Power Sports. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and I'm talking to Jarrett McCarthy in here. And Jarrett, you know, really, when it turns spring, it turns spring.
It does. We finally got some really nice weather out there. It just feels good to be outside again. Nothing against ice fishing and being out there while it's cold, but man, that sun shining on you and that nice warm breeze, man, that feels good.
You know, the ice fishing, I always said this, so I've said it a long time, it's too hard to troll if you got to cut a hole big enough to get your boat in. So I kind of like to fit in the boat, you know.
Yeah, we saw you out there the other day trying to get that hole in the ice.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to have some open water here. And right now there's a few guys in other places that are open water fishing. I don't know if you heard anything on the rivers here to start with.
Haven't heard anything lately. I did a couple weeks ago, but I've seen some pictures just scrolling through Facebook, guys out fishing walleye and perch, and look like they're doing pretty good, but the open water opportunities are coming very quickly to this area.
You bet. You know, it goes fast. And I talked about it on other shows. There have been people down on the Mississippi River, and I guess up in the Rainy, they've been getting on the Rainy River a little bit, down by Green Bay and that Fox River, and farther south. I mean, what a friend of mine told me, just down by Eau Claire, the lakes were wide open right now.
Yeah, I'm seeing pictures down from where I came from, the Burlington area. There are already a couple of guys that I know out doing some blue, yellow, and crappie fishing in shallow, having some real good success. So, you know, it started down there probably a couple of weeks ago, and it's making its way this way.
Yeah, you don't have to go very far. I mean, if you really got the itch, you got to get that boat in the water. You just get down the other side of Rice Lake someplace, you're going to start running in open water down toward Eau Claire.
Yeah, don't have to run far at all, no.
You bet. Let's talk about some early spring tactics out there. One of the first things that right now, fishing season is not open. It's only a few weeks away yet. It'll be the first Saturday in May, but bass season is open catch and release, as is crappie and panfish.
Yep. As far as when we first get our little bit of open water, you know, bass are still going to be out a little bit. They're going to be out in that little bit of deeper water waiting to come in. And then panfish, you know, as soon as that water starts to heat up, there's a mass migration of fish up into the shallow water. But usually when that ice still goes out, while that water's still cold, you know, you can still find crappies out in those main lake basin areas where you just left them in the winter. And those bluegills, they won't be far away either.
Well, yeah, they're outside of the spawning areas. They'll start moving toward those areas, I think, you know, pretty quick here. Perch probably already are. They're going to be spawning real soon here.
Yep. That's what we've been seeing. A lot of guys, they've been flaying their perch. They got big sacks of eggs in them or what have you. Some of them are even a little bit spawned out. So, yeah, those perch are definitely up doing their things in the shallow end of the or the leaks?
You know, let's talk a little bit about the early season crappie fishing. Guys are used to getting out there when they get real shallow, but they will move shallow sometimes. If you get a warm day, a really warm day, and, you know, these fish that are out there in that deeper water, they'll move up vertically in the water column, and then they move horizontally toward the shore.
Yeah, they're fairly predictable during the spring or what have you. You know, right now they're out in those deeper water basins, and as soon as we get some of those warmer days, when they start to move in, they'll come into that, you know, 8 to 12 foot range, and then when it gets really nice outside, they'll come up in that 3 to 5 feet of water, and then depending on what kind of temperatures you have at night, they'll move back and forth until they get ready for spawning.
I know if you have live scope or live sonar, it's like crazy, because you could find them out there stacked up, and we did that a year ago or so. There were guys sitting in one spot, and they were catching one or two here, and I aimed the screen out another, you know, went a little further past them, and it lit up, and that, like, we sat there and caught one after another.
It's like cheating playing video games, but man, is it effective.
You bet. Let's talk about early season bass tactics. The bass can actually be pretty aggressive. People would think with the colder water, they're going to be pretty, you know, slow moving and everything, but they can actually get pretty aggressive in the spring.
Yeah, they really are, and a lot of people do do the same thing for bass that we're going to see for early season walleye. A lot of guys are going to be out throwing stick baits for bass. They're going to be, you know, giving it a two-pop twitch and then let it sit for a second or two, and they'll get bass on those reaction strikes and, you know, fish following up. So, yeah, there's a really aggressive bite to be had for early season largemouth and smallmouth.
You know, I've talked about this before on the show, too, and you said give it a couple of good snaps and leave it sit for a second or two, especially with smallmouth. They seem to like to sit. That stupid bait will sit there for 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds if you got a suspending bait, and all of a sudden they glom onto it.
They do. They're funny, funny little sons of guns, but they're really, really curious. And, you know, you give those fish an opportunity just to eyeball that bait, and especially if you're, you know, matching a hatch or you got a good color down there, you know, that's, you know, a couple second twitch, it'll make all the difference.
Yeah, but I've seen days where just cranking it in slow works, especially once we get into walleye season. They tend to want to have it where it's just moving steady and slow sometimes, versus the bass will go after it when it stops, goes and sits in their face in a pause.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different techniques that you can work with reeling it back, and you know, early season, it's definitely the speed of your presentation that makes the difference.
You bet. Well, so there'll be some good fishing out there. Let's talk about some of the gear and equipment this year. There's a bunch of new stuff out there. I know you got a whole ton of Berkley Gulp in here because that works and it's a popular bait now.
A lot of Berkley Gulp, and, you know, we were just talking about you know, some of the big stick baits that you're going to be using for bass and walleye. We just had all of our Livingston gear come in. They added some new colors this year to the Jerk Masters and the C's and D's. Really nice new colors. I think guys really like. But yeah, as far as plastics and crankbaits and everything else goes, you know, we're just about set here at the shop. We got a whole bunch of new fun stuff for you to come in and look at.
You mentioned Livingston baits, you know, and you know, their big claim is that they make actual bait fish sounds. They got electronic sound in them. You know, I'm at a point where I don't know if it's there actually the bait fish sound or the fact that when you jerk it and snap it in front of a bass, it's sitting there making noise while it's sitting still. Whereas if baits that have rattles have to be moved and twitching, they rattle and make noise when you twitch them. But in the case of the Livingston, it actually can stop right in front of them and sits there and makes a noise. And, you know, I think maybe that might be the factor.
Hey, whether it makes a noise or not, if it's catching fish, it's doing something right.
You bet. You bet. You know, as far as other stuff, I noticed you got a whole big supply of trolling stuff in here this year because there's more and more guys getting into walleye trolling.
You know, we got a growing popularity in trolling around here, so we did our due diligence and we made sure that we were stocked up on all of our planer boards, all your planer accessories that we've got in here. A lot of new diving cranks, you know, obviously you got your flicker shads, your flicker minnows. We got your deep divers and what have you in here. So, yeah, definitely a lot of great options if you're looking to get into walleye trolling this year.
You know, and the thing, too, is if you're really concerned about learning how to get your baits down in that depth, it's easy to find the fish if they're in 18 feet of water, for instance, or 22 feet of water. You want your bait just above them. There are two or three good apps out there. I think Trollmaster is one of them, I think, and the other one is Precision Trolling app. Those are apps for phones that you can get. They'll actually tell you how deep the lures are going to be running with X number of feet of line out. And also, there's a new system called a 50 plus 2 SARP snap weight system where you put 50 feet of weight out, put a 2-ounce snap weight on, and then put the remaining amount of line it tells you. And you can put that bait exactly where you want it. you're geared up for that here, too. You've got a whole lot of snap weight kits in here.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, I know that we've been talking about that those apps off the air or what have you before. And, you know, I've used the Ask Myself, and they're really, really handy. You know, when you go into that app, they break it down by the exact type of bait. So, you know, if you're out there dragging a deep diving Rapala, you can go to the exact model, the exact make, and it'll tell you exactly how deep it's going. So it's not taking a general estimate. It's going bait by bait. And just about everything is out there for you to go out and take a look at. So those are awesome apps for use for your new walleye trollers.
Well, one big thing with trolling, too, I'll mention whether you're trolling muskies or walleyes or everything else, is that you'd be better off being above the fish, being too shallow, versus underneath the fish. And that holds true with live bait or any other way you're fishing. You're better off to have the bait above the fish by a foot or two too much rather than have it below them.
Absolutely. Get it. Keep it in that strike zone no matter how far it is, because, you know, we're looking to make the fish come up and bite, not scratch your bellies along the bottom.
Well, anybody's looking for information or want to see some of the new product, they can stop by here. You guys got a wealth of information here on the lakes in the area, too.
Absolutely. Stop on by. We'd be happy to help.
Thank you, Jared, for your time.
Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking walleye fishing with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosnall. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of musky baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Make the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Save over $21,000 on a fully loaded 1975 Pro V Sport. Or we've discounted the 2075 Pro V Sport Limited over $34,000. We have remaining 2022s, and the brand new 2023 Lunds are here with more arriving weekly. From the 1650 Angler SS, that's ideal for fishing small bodies of water, all the way to the 1875 Impact XS, that's perfect for family fishing for up to six people. Get your new Lund today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know our open water fishing season is fast approaching now, and for a lot of anglers out there, that means walleye fishing, especially in the early part of May. One of the people I get on here from time to time is fishing guide and pro angler Bro Brosnall from over in northern Minnesota. Had him on here a few weeks ago. We're on again this week. We'll be talking walleyes and walleye presentations at work, and we'll cover a lot of different things.
Bro, great to have you on the show here.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Bro, you know, when we're talking walleye presentations, one of the things that is pretty common out there is slip bobbers and that. And we'll talk a little bit about that, too. But also, the one thing that's coming on lately is a bass presentation a lot of people are going to, including myself, is the drop shotting.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've been drop shotting but not talking. It's funny. My tournament partner and I were onto something, and then he passed away a few years ago. And now I don't have to be secret anymore because it's starting to come out, and we've always drop shotted in different situations, not all the time. Sometimes it doesn't work. And then the next day, you just hammer them on it. And what it is it presents the bait at the level the walleye's holding. So for summertime, drop shotting is phenomenal. And with forward viewing, you can actually modify your drop shots. They'll leave a tag in at the bottom with they make split shots that are as big as a keel sinker now. So you get a big split shot, put it at the bottom, you know, get one that's 1/8 ounce or put on two of them, you know, make a quarter, and you pitch that, but you adjust it until you can see that your bait's at the level of the walleyes. Or you could use a pinch-on sinker or drop shot. I have tungsten tube sinkers. I have all that kind of stuff, but works great with leeches, plastics, twitching minnows. But what I found is if I'm just going to tie a drop shot and I don't want to have all that line and that sinker hanging, I'll get a Gamakatsu drop shot with a swivel, and I'll just hook it up in my hook saver and just add the tag line when I want to add the sinker. It's so easy, and it's nice for storage. But Gamakatsu makes little dropper hooks on a swivel. You tie it on one side, you add a piece of line with your sinker. And one of my favorites that they have is the drop shot hook when I'm using leeches or minnows, but they have one that's a worm hook. And where that comes in handy is when you're using plastics. So you put it on straight, and then, or if you're putting a crawler on, you get your hook farther back on there. But you could add a bead, but a lot of times I'll tie a loop knot in the ocean loop knot, and then add a bead and a hook by using a segment of line folded in half as a threader. And if you're getting confused, just look, it'll be in Fisherman here coming up. I did the big expose on drop shotting, and it's been really good for me for many years, and my clients kept it secret for me, but there's times when I've had a boat full of clients, and we've limited out in less than an hour of all perfect, nice, good fish and released big ones on drop shots, and the only reason is because every cast they made, they were exactly where the fish were. And the fish are not afraid of the knot, but sometimes if you tie a drop shot knot where the hook is on the line straight, walleyes come up, and when they go to bite it, their mouth is shaped in a way where it pushes the hook away from them. They don't suck it in. They come up to bite it. And that's why I tie a finger of line. And then you could add, you know, some attractants like beads, floaters, you name it, and works really well. So my seminars are on drop shotting for walleyes.
Well, when would you opt to go with drop shot versus setting your depth just above the fish with a slip bobber, for instance?
There's times when bobbers beat it when walleyes don't want to mess around with line. You know, no matter what we do, they kind of can sense the presence. And in really tough fisheries with clear water, there's times I want to throw a bobber. But here's the thing. If you get any side wind, any current, anything that makes your bobber move, sometimes it's only in the strike zone for a split second. When you pitch a drop shot, it is in the strike zone until you move it. So drop shot is indeed better than a bobber most of the time. But there are times when you throw a drop shot, it just doesn't get bit. And I've got some real difficult lakes up here that are full of walleye. And there's people that come off the lake wanting to leave the lake and never come back to it. And what it is they just get that little funny thing. It's a survival mode. They will not eat it sometimes. Then the next day, they just eat it. And barometric pressure and all the different things that make fish do what they do. But sometimes they don't want that line. Sometimes they want that bobber with the bait falling in right at their eye level. And then you pull it over to them. It's like backing up to a trailer hitch with using your camera. Forward viewing has allowed us to line our baits right up with the fish. And so as a guide, I'm becoming a traffic cop telling people where to go.
That's the truth, bro, because with that new forward-facing sonar, basically, whether it's the Humminbird Mega Live or the Lowrance or the Garmin units, you can actually see the fish out there 30, 40 feet out, throw your drop shot on them, watch it go down in front of them, watch how they react, and see if your bait is at the level they're at. It's just an amazing tool.
Absolutely, and you could tie a drop shot. Average, I would say between all the different lengths I do, 4 feet in the summer is kind of spot on. You put 4 feet, you're going to catch fish. But there are times in 10 feet of water, the fish are 5-6 feet off the bottom. Crazy. Ford viewing has opened my eyes to the fact that walleyes don't act anywhere, any way like they really do. I mean, in the past, we learned that they're bottom dwellers. Well, I'm finding out that they don't dwell in the bottom. They're hardly ever there. And so I've been in near, you know, we get opener day, you get crowds and stuff, where you're not too far and you can see the groups of people angling, and they're all fishing underneath the fish. And even in the spring when the walleyes are 3 feet off the bottom swimming, there's people jigging on the bottom. Well, they're just hoping that a walleye drops down to come and eat it, but they don't know that. But being out there all the time, I see it. Everybody's fishing underneath them. And so, you know, in the past, I'd have people fish over them. They're reeling too fast or jigging too fast. Now I'm seeing that they're fishing under them. And when they fish at the level of the fish, they catch fish really fast. But I don't want them to get too good because I want them to still hire me.
I see that with slip bobber setups, too. Everybody thinks you got to set your slip bobber, you know, 6 inches to a foot off the bottom, and a lot of times you're under the fish.
Yes, you are. And the walleyes tend to feed up just like crappies, so you could actually go above them. So if you're in 10 feet of water and the fish are halfway down, you can just pitch it out 4 feet and you're set. If you're in some wind and your bobber's getting pushed or current or, you know, just stuff like that, you could set it a foot deeper for the bull and the line. There's a real science to it. And in the past, in Fisherman, I was in an article, they call it slip dragging, where we drag slip bobbers over snaggy areas, logs, rocks, caro weeds. And so you have to, there's kind of a curve to it, a learning curve. You have to have a little bit extra line because your line is actually bent from the force of the water going against your lure and the drag of the bait. But slip dragging worked really well, and that's before forward viewing. But now, you know, you don't have to slip drag. You just cast out and drag your slip past them. So it's kind of changed from slip dragging to drag it past them. And there are times that with forward viewing, everything you use is going to fail. I mean, fish don't always eat. They're self-protecting and self-saving. But, you know, it helps you kind of see what they're up to. And when they're not biting, time to change.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring their show to you every week. And when we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl talking walleye fishing.
I know when you mentioned slip drag, and I know the one thing that I do a lot with that too is with an underspin jig, like a thumper jig or something.
Absolutely. You know, the sky's the limit. And there's another thing, you know, we could probably talk later in summer, but I don't just rip rattle baits and puppet minnow jigging wrap style things. I'm throwing spoons, and one of my best spoons the last two summers has been the Coffin spoon from Northland Tackle, designed for ice. Down south, you know, when people are fishing walleyes in some of those reservoirs and out towards McConaughey and all the stuff out in Nebraska, they're jigging spoons everywhere. And you get to our areas, they're not jigging spoons. But so I thought I'd try it, and I used the puppet, not the puppet minnow, but the coffin spoon, because it tumbles different every time you jig it. When you hop it and let it fall, sometimes it goes back at the fish and they attack it. And if you're fishing in short weeds, like sand grass, you can loft it and you don't get sand grass. But you throw a puppet or a jigging wrap through there, you start getting covered in the grass because it has so many hooks and it dives different. So I think that's a whole new thing to keep in your box is your ice fishing spoons. And especially the super light ones, not so much. I'm throwing quarter ounces and sometimes even 3/8 and lofting them. No bait. And you just get crushing hits. I've had walleyes where it's in the back of their throat, and they just eat it. And some of the best colors in lakes with crayfish during the molting period, red glow and perch patterns. And then try some of the other stuff. Wonder Bread, Purple Wonder, work really good. Sneeze. So there's a lot of different colors you can use. But spoons work good, drop shots. And the bass techniques are really working. Plastics, and we're finding out, you know, that plastics in the last, it's been in the last 10 years, but the last three have really defined themselves as weapons for walleyes. And really good, soft plastics work extremely well. Adding the right scent is perfect, but if you do the wrong scent, you will not get bit. So I always tell people, go with no scent. So I do have a scent I use, but I keep that one close to the chest right now. You might spill the beans next time, but plastics work really well, and there's some surprises coming up here. I can't say. We'll wait till I cast, but I've been using something that I think is going to change walleye fishing, and you're going to find out this summer, I can't say any more than that.
Yeah, great information there, bro, and just a ton of stuff for people to think about, but get prepared for open water. Anybody wants to follow your adventures and your guide service, how do they find information?
Absolutely. Go to brosguideservice.com, or you can look me up on social media. Just remember, I'm the only bro in fishing, B-R-O, Brian Brosdahl, bro. And I have a podcast coming up here in April, and that's about getting out in the boat and catching fish. And it'll be once a week, and that's when it airs, and it's always before the season, to get you armed and ready to go out and catch fish. And, you know, I got to have you on there, John, because you're a wealth of information.
Well, thank you, and I'd be just love to be on your show, too, or podcast.
Absolutely, and anybody looking for a trip, John takes trips, and so do I. Look us up, keep us going so we can keep learning to help you.
Well, thank you, bro, for coming on here.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.